Well, Jane Ace is a big success as a social worker. The woman's club she joined to fight the city on its location to build homes for the poor put her in charge of newspaper publicity. She got so much of it, the city changed its mind about the location. Jane doesn't know it, but this is the identical property for which Mr. Ace had put up everything he possesses on an option. This episode takes place a few days later in two scenes. Mr. Ace's office and the Ace's bungalow. But first to the office. Mr. Ace is with his secretary. Listen.
I've been dreading doing this all day, Miss Wilson, but it's almost closing time and I've got to get this over with. And when I say closing time, I don't mean the end of a day. I mean the end of everything.
Mr. Ace.
I'm sorry, Miss Wilson, but that's the way it is. Here's a check for 2 weeks' salary and this letter of reference. I typed it myself. Not a bad job of typing, even if I do say so myself. Maybe I can get myself a stenographer's job somewhere. None of that, please.
But I can't help it. I don't want to leave you.
Well, there's no choice in the matter. You're not the only one. I don't want to leave here either. But it's all over. I'm wiped out. But all I had for that big deal, I had visions of putting over.
But didn't you save anything? Couldn't you get Mr. Marshall?
I've gone all over that. If I'm lucky, after I sell our home, I'll wind up with about $1,800 or $2,000.
Sell your home?
Yep. I had a mortgage that, too, you know. Oh, I really did this up in style.
Poor Mrs. Ace.
That's just it. Poor Mrs. Ace doesn't know it yet.
Doesn't know it?
Oh, I haven't had the heart to tell her yet. So wrapped up in this new interest in her life, meeting all these charming women that she only knew by name a few weeks ago.
But you'll have to tell her sometime.
I know it, and I'm dreading that just as I spent all of today putting off telling you.
But what's going to happen? I'm willing to stay here without any pay for a few weeks if you'll go on.
No, that's very nice of you, Miss Wilson, thanks.
The least I could do.
But I'm out of the real estate business now. I'm going to be looking for a job somewhere.
A job?
Yes, a job.
Mr. A.
Well, it's my own fault. Should have known better. A man's a fool to step out of his niche. I believe everybody has a niche he fits into. When he gets a little too ambitious and steps out of that niche, well, look what happened to me. 7 years I stayed in my niche. A 7-year niche. Oh. Well, Miss Wilson, it's been very pleasant, and I hope you won't have any trouble finding something else to do. I'm sure you won't, because you've been most...
Oh, but I still think Mr. Marsh could have done something to get part of your money back.
He was the one who tipped me off to this big deal. He was doing me a favor. There's nothing he can do now. He feels just as badly as I do. He told me that there was one chance in a million that the deal might not go through. He didn't know my darling wife was one in a million.
Oh, how terribly she'll feel when she finds out she was the one.
That's just it. She's not going to find out. When I tell her that we're broke, she won't know that she had a thing to do with it.
Oh, I see.
What's the good of making her feel any worse than she's going to feel?
When are you going to tell her?
Oh, pretty soon, I guess. It'll take a day or so for me to snap out of this daze I'm in. You see, I can hardly believe it myself yet. I'm getting slowly accustomed to it. Oh, you should see me in the mornings around the house, dashing through breakfast, making out like I've really got some place to go and some business to tend to. In a day or so, I won't even have this office to come to.
The rent's paid up for another 2 weeks.
Yes, but I'm getting rid of the furniture. I'm going to rake together whatever I can in the way of ready cash.
I can't realize it. I've been here so long.
Yes, I know you have, Miss Wilson, and I can tell you this. If I ever do get started again, I mean it's something for myself, and if you want to come back...
Oh, I do, Mr. A.
Well, thank you.
I certainly do. And about this 2 weeks pay you.
Oh, no, that's yours.
Oh, but after
now,
all...
Now, stop it, please. Let's not discuss it anymore.
Well, if that's the
way... Of course it is. Now, do you think you'll be able to find something else?
I think so.
Well, I hope so.
I've learned a lot in the time I've been here, Mr. Ace.
Thank you, and I certainly wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Mr. Ace. And I'm going to hold you to that promise of taking you back when you start in again.
That's
it. So I've been thinking it over very carefully, and I'm going to raise your salary $2 a week, Laura.
You are mean.
And now, wait a minute. Don't jump at convulsions. There's some things I've got to talk to you about first.
Yes, ma'am.
Before I tell you the reason I'm raising your salary, I've got to talk to you about some things that you're not doing very well, Laura.
What, ma'am? I thought I was doing everything.
Now, just a minute. I made some notes here. First, Mr. Ace's breakfast.
What about Mr. Ace's breakfast?
Did you know that he hasn't eaten very much the past few days?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm doing the same thing I always
do. Oh, no, you're not. The eggs are boiled too long. And besides, I think you better start giving them strangled eggs.
Yes,
for a change, I mean.
Yes,
ma'am. Now, that's one thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, wait. I wrote a lot of notes here to have this talk with you about. Let me see here. Next is me. Oh, yes. I don't think you keep your apron as neat as it should be when you serve dinner. Be very careful of that, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
Next is cobwebs. Oh, yes, cobwebs. Look at that radio, Laura.
Yes, ma'am, I see it.
Well, look at the bottom of it. Do you ever clean under there?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I always clean under everything.
Well, look at that big cobweb hanging off of there. It looks like the radio has a beard or something. Look at it.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I see it now. It does look like a beard at that, ma'am.
Yes, well, there shouldn't be any beards on our radio. You ought to know that.
Yes, ma'am, I'll remember that.
I hope so. Now, next is hairdresser. Hairdresser, let me see. Oh, that's something I wrote down for myself. I have to go again Saturday. I just happened to think of that when I was making out this list. After that comes mail.
Mail?
Yes, letters and things. You haven't been bringing any lately.
Well, we haven't been getting any, ma'am.
Oh, we must get some mail. What happened to it? I don't see it. Now, you know, I always like to read my morning mail with my breakfast. Mrs. Mark does every morning in bed with her breakfast.
But you had your breakfast so early, ma'am. The mailman doesn't get here till almost 10:30. And you're all through with breakfast by 9.
I know, but you can bring it to me on the breakfast tray just the same, can't you, when it does come?
On the breakfast tray?
Yes, just bring it to me wherever I am on the breakfast tray.
Yes, ma'am. If anything comes, ma'am.
It must come. Everybody gets mail.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let me see. Next, I wrote down, oh, yes, Ray. That's what I just told you. And then down here, I played 2 games of tic-tac-toe and won 1 and lost 1. Now, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
About the $2. The main reason I'm giving it to you is because I'm going to have a lot more clothes for you to look after.
You are, ma'am?
Yes, I have to, on account of the club Mrs. Marsh let me join, especially since I did so good with the publicity. You should have heard the way those women crowded around me. They all want me to come over and visit them. And then I'm going to have to recuperate and have them over here. That means you're going to have to work a little more and maybe stay a little later some night.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I understand.
It's because we're starting to meet a lot of new people and we have to try to do everything just right. You see what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. I see what you mean, ma'am.
And it's all right with you if you have to work a little harder and look after all the clothes I'm going to have to buy?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'll do the best I can, ma'am.
All right. Then I'm going to give you the $2 raise. That makes you get $10 a week instead of 8.
Yes, ma'am. I just don't know how to thank you, ma'am.
Why?
What?
What do you mean you don't know how to thank me? The least you can do is to say thanks and tell me
thanks, ma'am.
How much you appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, ma'am.
How much you appreciate it.
Oh, I do appreciate it, ma'am, and thanks very much, ma'am.
There, you see, you do know how to thank me. Oh, well, that must be Mr. Ace, I guess. Answer the door, Laura.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you better hurry up with the dinner. Goodness, I didn't know it was so late. Here I've been humming and hawing around here.
Good evening, Laura.
Good evening, Miss
Marge. Oh, Marge, is that you already?
Well done. Is that home yet?
No, I thought that was him.
Can I take your coat and hat, Miss Marge?
What?
I'll take your coat and hat for you.
Well, this is surface here. Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
There you are.
Now, hurry up with the dinner, Laura.
Yes, ma'am. I'll just put these things in Miss Marge's room.
What happened to Laura? She looks positively radiant.
Well, why shouldn't she be? I just gave her a raise of $2.
You did? Why the celebration?
Oh, she's going to have to do a lot more work around here, and
well,
I thought...
what kind of work?
Oh, looking after my clothes. I'm getting a lot of new things on account of the club, you know.
Oh, yes, the club. You're quite a heroine around there these days, aren't you?
I'll say the world. You should see the way those women make a fuss over me. Honestly, you'd think I was the queen of space or something. Well, they do, Mark.
Well, I can believe you, Sam. Because it wasn't until you got Neil to print all that newspaper publicity that those women had a chance to win that fight against the city. No wonder they kowtow to you.
Well, yes, that's partly, but I guess they like me, too.
Oh, of course.
What does that mean?
What?
I saw the tone in your eye when you said, oh, of course.
I didn't mean anything, Jane. I just thought...
That's just the way it is around here. Nobody around here can understand why people can like me. The minute I come home and say a so-and-so like me, everybody starts saying
that... Jane, honey, I didn't mean it.
Maybe I'm not as smart as some people I could mention if I wanted to be catty, but just...
No, Jane, don't start picking any arguments with me. You know that I think you're the tops, and if there's anybody that doesn't think so, they've got me to fight. You know I feel that way about you. Why do you try to make me say things I didn't mean?
Well, I'm sorry, Marge. I know you like me.
Sure I do.
I'm sorry I flew off the tooth that way.
Well, I should think you would be.
Forgive me?
Well, yes, but don't let it happen again. Oh, that must be 8 now.
Is that you, dear?
Yes,
Jane. I'm starved. How long before dinner, Jane?
Oh, it'll be ready in a jitney. Hello, dear.
Hello.
What's the matter?
Matter? Nothing. Why?
Oh, I thought you looked kind of...
You've been working hard. I can see it. You better relax.
I'm going to. I'm going to get in early every night for a month.
For a month? Oh, that spoils everything.
Spoils what?
Well, what I was telling Marge, since I joined Mrs. Marge's club, we have to start entertaining people, inviting them over. Oh, that reminds me. I want to get some new stationery.
Some new stationery?
Yes. You get it for me, will you, dear?
Mm-hmm.
Get the embalmed stationery.
What?
The embalmed?
Yes, you know, with our monocle on the top.
What?
Well, that's the kind they have. You know what I mean. And another thing, you better start taking some rumba lessons, dear.
What?
Yes, rumba. They don't play the same kind of music they used to when we went out a lot. We'll have to start learning to dance the rumba.
Yes, we'll have to start dancing a different tune.
Yes, that's all they talk about now. You don't want to be a wallpaper, do you?
A wallpaper.
And as Jane goes merrily along planning a great social season, Mr. Ace sinks lower and lower into the depths of despair. We'll learn more about it when next we meet the Easy Aces.